Hey, howdy and happy day. I wrote a letter to America. I wrote a letter to Americans. Pay attention here, and if you live in another country, substitute the names with the names of your leaders or wannabe leaders, and you'll probably end up with a similar story. Here it is, my letter to Americans. We have an employee that we hired 3.5 years ago. She was given numerous tasks, but completed none of them. She just had a performance review recently, and she failed, so she backstabbed her elderly supervisor. Now she's demanding a promotion and a raise in November. But she refuses to interview for the new position, and she says that she's done a great job over the last 3.5 years, but then she goes on to promise that if she gets the promotion, she then will do all of the tasks that she didn't do before. But she won't do them now in order for us to understand why to give her the promotion. She badmouths the former employee who held her position, the position that she wants, and the one that she doesn't want to be interviewed for. And she badmouths those who want to have the position in the future that she wants. And she laughs a lot. Maybe she thinks that the position that she wants in November is a joke. That's not funny. It's really not funny, though. I mean, what should we do? Let's take it to a vote November 5th. Wow, I'm dizzy. How are you all doing there? Son of a gun. I kind of think you can fill in the blanks with names. My, the world in which we live. You know, drugs is an issue, and a lot of these politicians, they act like they're on drugs because they're in another place, aren't they? They're a bunch of zombies. It's kind of interesting, but you know, all jokes aside, talking about the real situation with drugs. Drugs is an issue. I mean, drug dealers, they go out and they think they're Costco. They give out free samples and people buy into it and bite into it, and back they come for more and more. It's a tragedy. It really is. I mean, hundreds of thousands of Americans are killed each year. Killed, I said, murdered, I meant, because of the drugs. I mean, fentanyl and so many other things. And it's catch and release, and what are you going to do to fix it? But what about me? What about you? Look at every town. Go to Canada. Go to the UK. Every town has a couple of hundred people that make other people crazy. Everyone knows someone who's addicted. If they're not in your family, they're in a family that you know, and they cause problems, they cause issues. What about us? What about me? I mean, you can get into a city with, you know, 1 million people, and there's 500 people on drugs that are making it hard for everybody. They steal, they rob, and I mean, I feel for them. I get it. But who's the victim here? We're the victim. We are the victims. It's their choice. They've decided to do that. That's the lifestyle they like. They get on, you know, when they get into it, can they get out of it? I mean, it's not a nice story. Again, I understand, but it is what it is. 50% of all people over 12 years of age, 50%, have tried or used illicit drugs at least one time. You know, it's almost $40 billion a year federally in America to look after this drug issue. And then, of course, each state has their own budgets and they spend lots of dough. I mean, the United States has a very complex and evolving crisis. I had to write it down. It's so profound. When it comes to substance use disorders, millions and millions, not millions, tens of millions of people are affected. So what do we do? Because they've chosen that life. I mean, all of the mental institutions in so many states and provinces certainly have been closed, and the people are roaming the streets, and they keep coming to us saying, you know, we're going to spend more of your money and build places with comfortable chairs and so on, but it doesn't cure them. It really doesn't. So what do we do? Australia had a great idea many years ago. They took all the criminals and they exported them to Australia. But they're probably politicians there today. But maybe we need that. I mean, because again, it should be about us, and it isn't. So let's have a place we can call the zombie land. And as soon as you prove that you're one of them, that you're hurting other people because of your drug addiction, you go there. And there'll be places to help you, but there'll also be places with free drugs. You can have that style of life. I'd rather, as a taxpayer, do that. And what about me? And then at least it's kind of safe in my neighborhood, and I can walk downtown without being attacked by all these crazy people. But maybe they're not crazy. Maybe it's us, because they want that lifestyle. I used to think that they were victims, and I don't anymore. I'm a victim because they interfere with my lifestyle. And I think that they should go to what Australia was years ago. They too can end up running a country. They can be politicians as well. Fence off a little place up in the Yukon or Alaska and build the buildings. And will it be better for us? I think. And better for them, because they can live the style of life that they've chosen, or they can get better. They can pick. Just an idea. Throwing it out there. Brainstorming. Hey, I like my letter to that employee much better than talking about this. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.